This week, the Food and Drug Administration introduced two changes to food labels. The idea is to help Americans eat more healthily. But, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, nutrition experts say it's not clear how much attention consumers will actually pay to the changes.
FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan says Americans aren't eating right, and we're too fat, and better food labels could change that.
Many Americans aren't getting clear information on how the foods they choose affect their health. We need to do a better job on this urgent public health problem where things have been going in the wrong direction for more than a decade.
So yesterday, he announced that the FDA is working on a grading system. Food manufacturers could claim a health benefit for a product. This one fights heart disease. That one fights cancer. But they'd have to apply to the FDA for a grade for that particular claim. And A would mean that the claim is most probably true, B is a little less certain, on down to D. McClellan says the system would be easy to understand.
Every American knows that A is better than B, which is better than C, and so on, and on a report card. And nobody wants to get a C or worse.
Tim Ura says manufacturers should be able to tell people about the results of new studies on the health effects of food. He's chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, which, along with the FDA, regulates food claims.
For too long, we have followed policies that, with the best of intentions, have restricted the availability of this information to consumers. The goal of the Consumer Health Information for Better Nutrition Initiative is to make sure that consumers get more of this information more quickly so they can make healthier food choices.
Details are still to be worked out, but already some consumer groups and Congress members are concerned the FDA will be too lax. Marion Nessel says looking at food packaging could become an overwhelming chore. She's head of the nutrition department at New York University.
Almost any food has some health-promoting benefit because foods have vitamins and minerals, except for sugars. Foods have vitamins and minerals, or they have fiber, they have antioxidants, they have protein, they have essential fatty acids. They have all these essential nutrients that are beneficial for health. So I think this is leading down a slippery slope to the point where every food is going to have a health claim on it.
There are few objectors to FDA's second initiative. It's a plan to add the level of trans fatty acids to the food label by the year 2006. Trans fatty acids raise blood cholesterol and the risk of heart disease. Marion Nessel applauds that move, even though she says only a select group of people bother to read the fine print on food labels.
The people who do tend to be older, richer, better educated, and eat more healthful diets.
Even if other people don't notice the trans fatty acid listing, Nessel suspects it will have a big effect.
The food labels aren't really there for consumers, even though everybody says they are. The food labels are really there for the food industry.
She says that manufacturers have made healthful changes just because they thought a competitor might.
The minute the food label came out with the number of grams of fat and percent of calories from fat in 1990, manufacturers immediately leapt to produce food products that didn't have much fat in them. The new rule on trans fats means that companies are going to be taking out trans fats faster than you can believe.
The open question is what they'll replace trans fatty acids with. Some of the companies that reduced total fat in the 1990s replaced it with sugar. The calories stayed nearly the same. Only a careful label reader would notice. Nessel says the bottom line for nutrition advice is so boring that people wouldn't pay attention to it even if it was on the label. Eat less, exercise more, and eat your fruits and vegetables. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.